Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Everyone, this is Vicki Winterton, and we have something very special to celebrate today. My fellow authors are here that were in the book, Creating Your Legacy. And I think the most wonderful thing about this book is when people think about legacy, many times they think about it in the afterlife. What are you going to leave after you go? But these wonderful, talented writers were able to express what legacy is in so many different ways. And not only what it is for them to help you define your legacy, but also what that looks like from the standpoint of daily actions while you're still here. And it's just a beautiful, wonderful book, so inspirational. And it's a journal book so that you have inspiring thoughts every day, and then you can journal into your own success, your own life, your own legacy. So we love it. And we also love the fact that it went number one international bestseller. So I want to congratulate everyone here. And I'd like to introduce Beth first. Beth, if you'd like to let us know what your purpose is in life and what you're doing with the legacy book and with creating your legacy.
Thank you very much, Vicki, for having us. This is so exciting to be able to meet all the other authors. Creating Your Legacy has been such a joy to be a part of. I've participated in a lot of your books, and this one in particular is very exciting, especially during a year of COVID and being shut down and not being able to see people. So it's very exciting to be a part of today. Thank you very much. To me, legacy is living for what we are remembered for. And I like to think of it as leading with love and with compassion in everything that I do and with every person that I interact with. And that's what I believe is how we have love, we have the light, and that's how legacy lives on for us. As I stated in my little section, life and legacy go hand in hand, and it takes a lifetime to leave a legacy. So I want to make sure that what I wish for is that how I live with integrity, with courage, with bravery, I try to do that each and every day. I like to believe that if I can impact even on just one person, that I've made a difference, and that I like to leave this earth better than I found it. And that's how I wish to be remembered. I am an editor. I am an author. I have many, many international bestsellers with you. And I'm a proud editorial board member of the Expert Insights Publishing. I wanted to thank you very much for allowing me to participate. If anybody needs or wants to get a hold of me, the best way to reach me is by email, and that would be at beth.mcblain, that's M-C-B-L-A-I-N, at gmail.com. And thank you again, Vicki, for all your assistance, your love, and all your publishing expertise. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Beth. I so appreciate all that you do.
Thank you very much.
Okay, fantastic. So, Patricia, would you like to share with us a little bit about your purpose and what that has to do with your legacy and what you shared in the book?
Perfect. Thank you, Vicki. So, my name is Patricia Elizabeth. I'm Canadian. I'm currently in Mexico. My purpose in life is to impact over 100 million people to start living the life that they truly desire. Because sadly for most of us, we live our life based on what we're told we need to live. So I'm very passionate about living the life that you want. I think we all should. We all deserve it, and it's all of our time. What I want to get out of my participation from this book is, once again, not to listen to naysayers, because I was always told that I would never be able to accomplish what I have, and likely I didn't listen to them, and I've accomplished all of my goals and dreams. So you have the power to accomplish whatever you want, and it's a time for you to start believing in it. Because there's never been a better time. And with COVID, everything that happened, I think for a lot of us, it made us reevaluate what was important for us. So on the positive of all of that, it was basically a big reset to returning back to source and living the life that you want on your terms, not on other people's terms.
Fantastic. And where are you calling in from today?
I'm currently calling in from Playa del Carmen, Mexico.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And do you have a link where people could go and learn more about you?
To learn more information, you can reach me at thepatriciaelizabeth.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us and for the wonderful contribution to the book.
Thank you, Vicky, for this opportunity.
Okay. So, Melis from New Caledonia.
Hi. Can you hear me properly?
Yes, we can hear you. So tell us a little bit about what you did to find your purpose and how that's turned into a legacy that you may have shared in the book.
Yes, thank you. I'm so thrilled to be with you. I'm very happy to have participated. It has been a great experience to participate to this book. I've been through a lot. I grew up in Morocco. I had an accident when I was 18, which changed totally what I was going to do. And then I had several experiences and was trained as a consultant. And I saw so many suffering at work, people wasting too much energy, not getting along, and with teams, so much energy wasted in teams. So I've been working on helping people achieve happiness at work, so that we have happy employees for happy customers. And we've tripled and sometimes multiplied by 10 the productivity of teams. So I've been a consultant for 30 years now. My legacy will be that we have to surround ourselves with the right people, because we waste too much energy if we feel judged. So we shouldn't judge people. Judgment is a poison of relationship. People, when they feel judged, they don't give it all. They don't go in all. So if we surround us with the right people, then we can achieve great things and miracles. I am located in right now in New Caledonia, but I used to travel a lot to the US and to Europe and organize retreats to escape burnout. And I'm working with people who have complementary skills, so we can help people understand how they can deal with difficult people. And because as soon as we have two persons in a room, there can be tensions. And if we know how to handle tensions and we don't suffer from it, everything can be okay.
Wonderful. And do you have a link where people could reach you?
Sure, sure. My website is melisgetemail.com. So I can be reached there.
Wonderful.
And from there, that's my email address.
Thank you for joining us from so far away. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
it's a very tiny island close to Australia.
Yes, I had to look it up, actually. So wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. So, Catherine, would you like to share with us a little bit about what you do and what you've done, and also your essence of what a legacy is that you wanted to share with the authors in the book?
Hi, everyone, and thank you, Vicky, for this wonderful opportunity. I have been in several of your books, and I just love being a part of your team and your community. And it's such an honor to be a co-author of this one, Creating Your Legacy. And my name is Catherine M. Laub, and I host the Celestial Spoon podcast. I speak about suicide prevention because of my own suicide attempts and overcoming. And I have a campaign which I call Brighten Your Day with Turquoise, because God and my angels gave me the color turquoise to be supportive and help people focus. And it just in general helps people feel better. So I always talk about turquoise, wearing it and carrying things around that have turquoise in it. and also a stress resolution coach, and I use my psychic and spiritual abilities to help people through their challenging situations, because now with COVID, it's very stressful, and some people just don't know how to cope, so I'm there to help people out and support them. My journal page is day 72, and I wrote, I'm beginning a new journey because my husband just passed away. God helped me persevere and gave me a mission to inspire others through my ups and downs. Supporting others in their struggles of stress and mental illness is crucial now due to COVID. Let's be the support system for others and let them know we are here to listen. And that's my legacy, is to be supportive of everybody. And we all need to love each other and make the world a better place, because one by one, we can all do it. And we can represent each other in ourselves and say, this is how I want to be treated. So I'm going to treat you that way and give you a lot of respect. So again, thank you, Vicki. I love being here. And my message, brighten your day with turquoise and love one another. And you can find my information on my website at katherinemlaub.com. And that's katherinemlaub.com. Have a great day, everybody.
Wonderful. And where are you coming to us from?
I'm in Pennsylvania. I just moved here recently from New York.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, enjoy your new home and thank you so much for your contribution.
Thank you, Vicki. It's always wonderful to be in your team.
Oh, we're so lucky to have you and all of you contributing to these books and helping people all over the world. One of the things that I think is so wonderful about anthology books is that there's something for everyone in an anthology book, and you may never even hear about the people you help. But believe me, you are helping people out there. It's just really, really quite amazing. So Valerie, are you here? Would you like to share with us a little bit about your passion and purpose and about legacy in the book?
Yes, I'm here, Vicki. I'm Valerie Liss, and I'm the founder of Simplified EFT Tapping. And what my company does is to offer workshops, videos, online courses, certification, educational events, and these are for individuals, businesses, and corporations and groups. I have two books, Simplified EFT Tapping, How to Get Exceptional Results Every Time You Tap, and my new book, You Too Can Create Everyday Miracles. And also, I teach college. Most of us do want to make a difference in the world, and my goal is to help with that. And I know that journaling is very effective, and working with the Create Your Legacy book, that will support that goal. I also have some additional tools and books that will help. And what my to do is to work with the subconscious and to transform limiting beliefs into personal strengths. The simplified EFT is an enhanced and advanced version of EFT tapping, which is evidence-based for trauma, phobias, anxiety, and depression. And it is also effective on things such as cravings, chronic pain, food and chemical sensitivities. And most people find that the results are very fast and often permanent. In the book, I described how tapping was able to reduce my asthma. I look at it as a miracle. That was the first. And I've had, in the 20 years of working with EFT, many of them. So I'm going to share just a couple of them just to give you an idea what I mean by a miracle. So one is an 85-year-old woman. This is after 1 hour of tapping. She'd been in a wheelchair for decades, and she was dancing in her kitchen upstairs. A second one, a woman's lifelong fear of snakes was eliminated. This one took about 5 minutes. Another one, a client left an abusive relationship, and for the first time in her life, she felt optimistic about her future. So when we talk about miracles, I've done it, and I believe that you too can create everyday miracles. So the book gives you an exercise that just started. I also have quite a few free videos on the website to help you to learn how to do even more. And ultimately, I hope you create a legacy that really matters to you and the people around you. The That's website beautiful. Is simplifiedcft.com.
I love it. And I may come see you for that one about the snakes. I could use that. Snakes and fear of heights. I've tried everything and I'm still living with it. Thanks so much.
I'll give you the answer. Tap under your eye while thinking about snakes. That's all you need to do.
Really? Okay. Thank you so much, Valerie. Gosh, I love this. We're all getting so much good information. So I'd like to call on Elvis now because he had a very special place in the legacy book. It was in the preface, and he's a young race car driver who is really quite dynamic. Elvis, tell us a little bit about your career at such a young age. He's so accomplished, and also about how you look at legacy.
Thank you, Vicky. But yeah, look at the legacy just as, you know, everyone seems to have like a purpose in life, and my kind of purpose has always just been having fun. I'm a fun guy. I like to, you know, if I'm doing anything, it's got to be fun for me and just making it fun. And, you know, we always know that life can always be cut short. That's why I wear Superman all the time for a special reason. And just to remind myself that life can be cut short no matter what, and you just got to have fun with it and just live your dream.
Yeah, and you spoke to teamwork, too. Can you just tell us something really short about that? Because I think that's so important where legacy is concerned.
Yeah, for sure. So with my life goal with racing, you know, obviously it's a hard road, a hard journey. So you got to get a good team behind you. So kind of the motto I've had in life is as well, you know, you got to have fun. You got to have fun, but you also teamwork, it makes the dream work. So you got to have a good team behind you, and that kind of helps pave your legacy that you got to have a good team with you.
So, Elvis, do you have a website or a link where people can go to learn more about your illustrious career?
Yeah, for sure. If you want to follow my real-life racing career or my sim racing career, elvisracing.com should give you all the information, like social medias, and yeah, that should be the right spot to find all the info you need.
Wonderful. Elvis, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your unique lifestyle and your passion. We so appreciate it. Thank you for the contribution, especially to the book.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have newlywed Hal Price, who's also doing all kinds of business things. But Hal, I'm really interested to hear what you have to say about your legacy and your passion in life, because I know you got a bunch of them, including a brand new bride.
Well, first of all, thanks for having the opportunity to share all this information. And I'm learning from everybody else, which is great. I think that's what life's about, is learning who we are and what we're here to do. I think everybody in the world comes here with a very unique divine gift that most of us never even come close to touching. I had to nearly lose my life to wake up to what I was meant to do. And for me, I just realized one day that my legacy is to have lived, loved, spoken, and created from my divine heart every day. And I do that through poetry, through my writings. I've been fortunate to do 12 books with you. They're all international bestsellers, Vicky. I thank you for that. And it's now turned itself into not only photography, which I've got my first show here in town, but also attracted the love of my life because I was shining and she saw that and she saw my heart. My goal is to write books, especially two of my books are three are international best-selling children's books, and to teach kids how to live from their hearts, speak from their hearts, and to play from their hearts. We don't play enough. And you blessed me with the opportunity to write the first lead into this thing. And I'll just give you the first line of my poem, which was, "What's meant to be will claw and scream until you live your life's great dream. You ask me how I know it's true. Please understand, your dreams dream you. And there's more to follow in the book that you'll get You can find me at elibearstories.com, E-L-I-B-E-A-R stories, S-T-O-R-I-S.com. I've got three other sites that I'm working on for my photography and for my other works. We're given so little time and so much to do, and if you live from your heart, you'll accomplish amazing things, and everybody will say, I want what he has, what she has. Help me find my purpose.
That is so beautiful. Hal, thank you. Spending time with you was always just such a pleasure and a joy. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here and helping me get here.
That's what we're all about. That's my passion.
It's like we're the Hokey Pokey Kiss, I guess.
Okay, Jean Farish. Jean, tell us a little bit about all the things that you've been doing. Okay. And also about how you view legacy.
Well, thank you, Vicki, and hi, everyone. I am just delighted to join you and the co-authors of this empowering book, Creating Your Legacy. And I'm the Voice America host for the empowerment show, Love Light, to inspire listeners to live in the spirit of love. And I'm also an educator. I teach the Spirit of Love class and transformational writing class at Millsaps College Enrichment Program. And I'm a life care coach and founder and CEO of Life Care Wellness, Pep for Angels, to enrich lives and serve our community with a special emphasis on children who are hospitalized. And I'm delighted to inform our listeners and our co-authors that Vicki and I co-authored My Joy Journal for Children, and we donated lots of books to the Children's Hospital. I think what drives my life is to take all the life experiences, whether perceived as negative or positive, that shaped me, to learn the lessons well, to use those lessons to transform my life, and to do all things in the spirit of love. For the readers of our book, Creating Your Legacy, I think the most important thing is to live what you love, to fulfill your dreams, to dare greatly while doing so, and don't let that stop you, and to let your life be a testimony of love and authentic, genuine service. And so my adage, which I use as an inspiration in terms of creating a legacy, we all can inspire others, and my philosophy is each one reach one, teach one. As we inspire others to create their legacy and live their best life. That's kind of the essence of what I like to share in terms of what drives me and what I like for readers to gain from our book, Creating Your Legacy.
That is just really beautiful. Is there a website where people can connect with you?
Oh, yes, Vicki. I'd love for readers to visit my website, www.jeanfarishjourney.com. And I have love, light practice exercises on the blog page of my website for inspiration and for self-introspection. And I love to say just thank you, Vicki, for all that you do in creating your powerful legacy, encouraging others to do so, and making our dreams a reality. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Jean. You're a treasure. Okay, so is Olivia DeMoss here?
Hello, Vicki. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Tell us a little bit about what you think of when you think of a legacy and a little bit about how you came to the purpose in life that's helping you fill that legacy.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I'm Olivia DeMoss with Joy and Abundance by Design, and I am in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. I am a resilience and productivity consultant, a stress tamer, and a happiness whiz. And I truly believe that more joy in people's hearts will lead us closer to peace on earth. So when people ask me what I do, I like to say I'm in the business of happiness. And I'm really honored to be a co-author of the book, Creating Your Legacy. And I chose to participate to inspire readers to think beyond the idea of leaving an estate for a legacy. Because we all learn from others and teach others all the time. And so I believe that what is important is not for our name to be remembered after we pass, but for our intangible gift that will go on after we're gone, because our having lived on this gorgeous planet made it even more beautiful in some way and helped push the human race forward. I can be reached at joyandabundancebydesign.com, and my email is olivia@joyandabundancebydesign.com. And I wish you all a most beautiful day.
Wonderful. Olivia, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you again for your contribution. Do we have Joe Lamb here?
Yes, thank you, Vicki. I appreciate setting this up. I work with homeowner who struggle with money and who really wanted to invest for the future. My name is Joseph Lamb. I am in San Jose, California. I am the founder of Homeowner Money Academy, LLC. I retire from the real estate industry after 30 years as part of giving back, sharing my experience with homeowner and other professional. I am teaching homeowner and professional on how to use real estate and modern day asset class as a tool to generate current income and create long-term sustainable wealth. My book, Hidden Money for Homeowners, can help them discover extra money from their house. Regarding the legacy book, I pride myself on a continuous personal development. My mentor taught me once, you learn, you learn, you learn. Someday you have a breakthrough. I hope readers can develop a habit of continuous learning. It is the journey of personal success.
Thank you for being with us, and thank you for your contribution. Okay, let's see. Do we have Felicia Montgomery here?
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Felicia Montgomery, and I am so happy and so excited to be here. Well, a little bit about me. I am the founder and CEO of Felicia's Dream Financials, and that comes from me being a hairdresser and cutting people's hair, men, women, and children, for over 37 years. But while I was behind the chair, I heard a lot of stories from the parents and kids relating to how are they going to take care of themselves when they finish school, stories about money, and stories about responsibility. Well, with that being said, the most influential person in my life was my grandmother. Now, my grandmother never earned six figures, but she was rich in planting seeds of greatness in our family and in the community. She fertilized those seeds with love, words of encouragement, and wisdom. And this was Grandmama's legacy. And since she was my girl and my favorite person, I plan to follow in her footsteps of planting seeds of greatness. And I will do that by teaching financial literacy to kids and consulting with their parents on helping the kids to receive the knowledge of how they're going to take care of themselves and how they're going to become financially free. So that's pretty much it.
Wonderful. Now, is there a link where people can reach you that want to tap into more of all the good stuff you got going on?
Yes, it is, Vicki. I can be reached at fbeautyq@aol.com. That is F as in Frank, BEAUTYQ@AOL.com. And I look forward to hearing from you all just to have a conversation or words of encouragement.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being here. Brenda Trout, are you here?
I am. Hi from Houston.
Wonderful. Brenda, tell us a little bit about your purpose in life and all about what you shared about legacy that you would like people to take away from the book.
Well, I have been in the marketing world helping small business owners for over a decade, but sometime back I had an open question session with some people and people that wanted my help. And one of them, well, actually more and more of them continue to tell me things like, I know I need to work, you know, extra hard. I'm putting in 16-hour days because I know that I have to work hard in order to achieve. And they would say things like, there's no way I can do this without sacrifice. And there's no way I can. And I thought to myself, whoa, there's some more things that I can help people with because these guys have been fed some lies, right? We can actually achieve more by doing less. And it just has to do with being in alignment. But here's a funny thing. When I went to do my own marketing and helping people with this thought, I thought, you know, I really don't have a good story. That was a mistake because I ended up with my own story being deep in debt and to a point where I was nearly at bottom thinking maybe I was cursed. So in doing my own work, I realized that I was cursed, and that was kind of with my own self-doubt and things that were going on in my life. So now I was able to pull out of like over $20,000 in debt, traveled to 3 continents paying cash for it, having a savings account, all because of the work that I had done on my own. And so I've been able to now integrate that into working with small business owners. And it was a real lesson for me on the legacy that I wanted to leave in terms of not just being that business person, but being fully in my own authenticity, which I tell other people to do, in incorporating all that woo-woo side of me so that I can help others achieve what they want to do without having to create that whole barrier of I have to do this kind of work with them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is there a link where people can reach you if they want to connect further?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I invite people to take a quiz at my website just to see where you are in terms of your own financial things and what might be stopping you from making the money that you want. And that's at finallyfinanciallyfree.me. That's .me.
Oh, I love that.
And you can respond to any email that you get after you take that quiz.
That's beautiful. And I'm sure people will connect with you. And thank you so much for your contributions, both to the book, to the world, and for being here today.
I'm just so proud and honored. Thank you.
Okay. So do we have Renee all here?
Hello, everyone.
Go ahead and tell us about how you came to your purpose in life and your thoughts on legacy for the readers of the book.
First of all, I'd just like to say thank you, Vicki, for all of your hard work and getting this done for us. This is my first time being an author, and it's been a wonderful experience. You've made it very easy and comfortable for me. And thank you to my co-authors as well. So I'm a life coach, first and foremost, and the way I came into it was through personal experience. I've been working in healthcare for over 3 decades, and I've always seen firsthand how people who, when they're physically hurt or need some kind of healing in their life, they just seem to focus on the physical part. But since, you know, I've been an advocate of holistic living for a very long time, and I know the power of body, mind, and spirit. So for me, I took a keen interest in nurturing the spiritual part of it, as that has helped me in my own personal life. So when I think of the nurturing the spirit part, science has proven that regular meditation and contemplative practices like that with prayer, journaling, all that can help you in your health outcomes and your life outcomes. So it's helped me personally. So I just wanted to create a space where people can come to and learn these tools to enhance and help their lives. So that's why I created Best Your Life. It's a coaching practice, and it's also a company that I'm the CEO of, and I teach people how to tap into that inner side and nurture that through meditation, journaling, prayer, and that kind of thing.
Beautiful. Is there a website where people can connect with you?
I can be reached at bestyoulife.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Renee.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Okay. And Dr. Poe, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose, and also about what you hope readers will take away about legacy in the book for your submission.
Well, Vicki Winterton, what a great honor that you have given to me. Praise the Lord for that. I'm Abelu Poe, an ordained pastor and a Hebrew Bible scholar. I'm the author of the coming book called How to Live with God's Time, Hidden Secrets of the master's mind. And just very, very honored to be the co-author of this bestseller, Creating Your Legacy. I don't think there's any one of us here today that can still question the fact that we live in a tough time right now. The world is no longer the same. And millions of people around the world, they are struggling, trying to understand why they are here on this earth and where they are going and how to get there. Well, the only way that you can find the answers to those questions is to get connected to the master's mind and to have faith in God. You see, when you get connected to the mind of the master of the universe and the creator of us all, and when you put your complete faith in him, then you will leave a wonderful legacy for other people to follow. My message to the world and to each one is simple and straightforward. Make God's will your will. Then God will make it your will, his will. Let me say that again. Make God's will your will. Then God will make your will his will. Thank you very much again, Vicki.
That's beautiful. Do you have a website or a link that people might be able to connect with you on?
I'm retiring from the ministry after 40 years and I'm working on my website right now, but you can reach me at dr.apelupoe@yahoo.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. What beautiful words of wisdom. So now Luis Cindy Garcia is joining us from the U.S., but he's normally down in Venezuela. Luis, welcome.
Thank you, Vicky. It's a real honor to be here with you. Legacy, as you said earlier, is not about we will be remembered in our future life, but it's what we can create today. And for me, if we can create a legacy, that has to be transformational. And when I mean transformational is that we have more than inspiring others, more than motivating others, we have to convince them that they are able and capable of doing amazing things like all the previous co-authors of the book have mentioned. And you do that with two basic principles for me. One is your personal motivation and the other one is your positive attitude. And when you combine motivation and attitude, you come up with a beautiful word that for me is Motitude, M-O-T-I-T-U-D. Motitude is motivation and attitude in so many languages, in English, Spanish, French, Portuguese, Italian, that, well, it's amazing how all these two words combine. And even though we are going through difficult times, as you know, Vicky, I think with this personal motivation and the positive attitude that we need to have, you can actually create anything you want. For me, in order to be transformational and in order to be part of this wonderful book, Creating Your Legacy, you need to inspire and you need to empower others so that they can become better than you. And my legacy will be making many people be better person, better professionals than I am. So that's my job and that's my purpose.
That is so beautiful. And Luis, tell us, do you have a website?
Yes, I have a blog and you can write me through there. It's in Spanish, motivandoelfuturo.com. In English will be motivating the future, but it's motivandoelfuturo.com. You can reach me through there. And it's been a pleasure. This is probably my 8th book with you, international bestsellers. And it's an amazing job you do with your team, with Pam and everybody else. So congratulations to you as well.
Thank you so much for being with us and all your contributions.
A pleasure.
Okay. Dr. Tatiana, are you here?
Hi, Vicky. Hey, everyone.
Hi.
I'm calling from northern part of Germany, close to the Baltic Sea. So I'm delighted to be with all of you and traveling the world without leaving my room, which is really wonderful.
tell us a little bit about your passion and purpose in life and the legacy book and what you hope people could learn from what your words of wisdom were shared there.
With pleasure. Thank you, Vicky. I have been abused as a child, as a teenage child, and a bit earlier on as well, for years. I've been mentally abused and physically abused, and it's taken ages to heal and to find really the power and to kind of take it from there without really struggling or giving up. So my mission really is, in very simple terms, and I'll tell you how I get there, is to create violent-free workplaces that then hopefully create violent-free homes. The only explanation I have for the abuse is that there must have been anxiety, frustration, fear, a sense of hopelessness, which has all stemmed from dependency from a workplace which wasn't satisfying, which was pressurizing, and just hard to overcome. My mission really is to go into organizations and try to understand if we can work a violent-free workplace right there. So can we really help motivate people to lead, to structure, and to drive organizations in a different way? The path I've chosen is to work as a chief people officer. So I work with smaller organizations after a corporate career that I've had, but I also work as a consultant and as an executive coach. So I'm hoping to grab the people right at the forefront before they actually cause damage or get trapped in a situation that they cannot overcome. And I'm hoping that with my story and with my abilities working within those environments, I can really start making a difference. So obviously it takes a village, but if it's just one person, be it a child, a female, a man, a neighbor, whoever, that we can save from abuse at work, it will have been worth it. So I'm working as founder and CEO of TNT Consulting. TNT has triple meaning, actually. It stands for talent and treasure, but it also stands for my initials, Tatiana Tashan, and it stands for TNT, which is a dynamite, as we all know, is quite explosive if it's not handled well. I'm really there to help cherish what we have in our power, turning healing into power, and hopefully giving a little bit of that hope, a little bit of that support, and a little bit of that guidance to the world. So with the opportunity to work with you, Vicky, and just share a few of that word and just kind of, you know, inspiration, I hope it's going to reach more people. So thank you.
That's so beautiful. Do you have a website where people could reach you?
I do. It is tntconsults.net, and you would find all my contact details there. I'm also working with an amazing group of people. We are just launching a site and a group which is called Curated Culture, which you will find on curatedculture.cc. And with that, we are spreading the word into organizations, including educational sector, and hopefully also private sector at the same time. So very excited. So thanks for giving me the stage, Vicky. This is really a huge honor.
So beautiful, and what a terrific purpose. Thank you so much for all of your contributions. Just amazing. So, Veronica Lynch, are you here?
Hi. Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. Hi. So tell us a little bit about your contribution to the book and to the world. She's got a great story. We won't have time to tell it all today, but she also has a wonderful best-selling book about what it's like to be an immigrant to America and adjusting and becoming extremely successful. So share with us.
Yes, thank you so much, Vicky. I am so honored and delighted to be here with so many beautiful people and to be a part of this wonderful book, You Like Sharing Your Legacy. And a little bit about me, I am a licensed clinical social worker and psychotherapist and a best-selling author and an integrative health coach. And I work primarily with people from all walks of life, but especially undocumented immigrants. And I help them to move above adversity and unlock their truest potential so they could find happiness and fulfillment in their life. I am so happy to be able to contribute to legacy. I'm thinking of a quote by Aristotle where he says, "In all things of nature, there is something of the marvelous." And the title of my contribution is Nature's Healing Beauty, because I feel it's so easy in these challenging times, tumultuous times, to get caught up in all the rigmarole and all the confusion that's going on, that nature has provided healing beauty for all of us. So, for example, by taking a short walk, inhaling the oxygen from the trees, I live in the country, so I love the trees, and just feeling the sunshine on your faces and even just smelling the flowers, and these are all part of the miraculous healing power and beauty of nature. What I want my readers to take away from my contribution is basically not to take nature for granted and to be more mindful and grateful of the healing power and the art of nature, because embracing nature can help you to reduce stress, it can help to lift your spirits, and so much more. And this healing power of nature is really provided for all of us, is provided free by the source of all there is. I just wanted to share that nature has the healing power. A lot of times we don't think about the breath that we're breathing, the activities and the movement of our bodies. So I just want to share, to be grateful of what nature has provided for us.
Beautiful. And who is this lovely lady you have with you?
Yes, this is Joyce Chavers.
Wonderful. Well, why don't you give us your website that people can reach you on, and then we'll go to Joyce.
Yes, I would love to hear from any or all of you. I'm working on launching my new program, Love Your Body Better. And I'll give you my email, which is vlynch@blissedretreats.com. That's BLISSEDRETREATS, blissedretreats.com. Thank you.
Wonderful. And Joyce, how would you like to share with us now?
Hello, everybody. My name is Joyce Chavers. I'm a retired school teacher, music educator, and co-founder of Create Whole Wellness Services. And we help and support others in achieving their desired goals by creating body, mind, soul wellness for themselves. My topic for the Creating Your Legacy is success is a decision away. I hope my readers will take away from my contribution that there are four basic steps to success. Number one, decide what you want. Now, that's oftentimes the hardest part, really deciding what you want. Everybody else wants things for you, but you don't particularly want those for yourself. So what we need to do, we need to be introspective, go within, search your soul, your spirit. What makes you happy? What brings you joy? What invigorates you? What turns you on? That's the hardest part oftentimes. Number two, decide what you're willing to give up to get it. Let's say, for example, you want to be a pianist. And we know it takes time to practice, hours and hours, to perfect your art. So kids or your friends will come by and say, well, let's do this, do that. But you know you have to make a sacrifice. So you have to decide what you're willing to give up to achieve your goal. Number three, associate with those people who will support you in what you endeavor to do. The people who are going the way you're going, not somebody who's off on another track and you're trying to be this way because they're going to dissuade you, perhaps, to go their way. Number four, get a plan of action and be laser-focused on developing and working that plan consistently and persistently, day after day after day. That laser-focusedness is what you get to where you want to go. So bottom line, your success is simply a decision away. And I can be reached at jchavers@createwhole.com. That's CreateWhole.com. I'm an old school teacher. That's the way I teach my kids.
Fabulous. They're the best. They're teaching our leaders how to lead. My hat is off to you for wonderful years you've spent, and we have others on the call, too, that have spent teaching children and helping them become our future leaders. So thank you so much. Thank you to both of you. Okay, well, I have something that I wanted to read on behalf of the group. Some of you probably have read it, and many of our listeners may not have, but it's a wonderful dedication in Creating Your Legacy. And it is a dedication by Dolly Parton. And it says, to leaders who create legacy, if your actions create a legacy that inspires others, to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you are an excellent leader. That is so incredibly true. It's all about what we're able to put forth with the gifts that we've been given in order to really increase the love and the wonder and the magic that happens in our world. And only if we all contribute can that happen. So I want to thank you all so much for being here. And for all of you out there, if you would like to know more about Expert Insights, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. You'll find out about our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities. That's mybookmybiz.com. Everyone have a wonderful week.